Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name's Caroline Crystal Hart and I'm with my wonderful co-host Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. How are you, Joni, today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I am fine. And then we're here for our next monthly instalment of the UK-US Psychic Tag Team. So for those who have called in before, welcome back. And obviously for those that are new listeners, obviously you enjoy the show. I'll just give you a little bit of the format about what we do. So myself and Joni, I live in the UK and Joni lives in the United States, hence why we are called the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. We've been firm friends now for several years, well, probably eight more like,
yeah.
And we've been doing this show for seven. So that's how long we've been doing this. We love, you know, we do it on a monthly basis. Next month, I will say, looking at the dates, we said the 24th, didn't we, Joni, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're around next month on the 24th, but normally we're around the middle of the month, where we'd love to, obviously, listen to what you have to ask us and see if we can help in any way. So, would you like to tell us what you do and where you're from, Joni? And then obviously,
sure.
Well, not where you're from, what you do. Okay, that's just standard talk, isn't it? Like, where you're from?
Oh, it is. I knew exactly what you were saying, and I think the listeners also, they're used to this. Yeah. This is the drill. My name's Joni Eisinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. Now I reside in North Central New Jersey, 22 years here, and I used to be a licensed clinical social worker. And I didn't believe in any of this. I thought that it was a fake out and a bit of flakiness and sociopathy. I didn't know what it was, but it wasn't my world. And around 2003, 4, 5 was my spiritual awakening. I was chemically sensitive and homebound, and the docs didn't know what to do with me. But I had seen the sensitivities and allergies creep up since childhood, and I just kept losing more and more things, foods and medicine, and I was on my way out, and an energy medicine practitioner came on my path and started healing me, and he asked me whether I had heard of some of those spiritual quote-unquote gurus, those popular authors. I hadn't gone near them, and the light went off, and it was time. And I started reading, and I was only reading things that were optimistic, positive, loving, inspirational, of the light, nothing dark. And as I healed, I also was awakening with this information. Healing abilities came in. I became able to do light and deep trance channeling, channeling departed ones and pets when folks started saying they lost someone. And somehow I knew I could put my Joni aside and bring in the departed ones. And that really rattled my religiosity. The departed ones were blessing me with the rapture, so I would feel the utmost joy, and I would be just crying with joy on my knees and feeling like I was going to have a heart attack because the love was so great. And I started doing hands-on healing and then remote healing, and it went on. I was fast-tracked. I didn't ask for this. We'd call it a dark night of the soul that brings on a spiritual awakening, which is very, very common for many, many folks who become gifted with abilities, with their divine clairs coming out. And I left conventional practice, and I now do this professionally. So, Caroline and I do this because we are such fast friends. We know each other from other lifetimes. We roll the same way. Very similarly. It's almost the same. It's just really very mirror-ish. And yes. It's such a in tandem. And I have a YouTube channel, Joni Eisinger, and I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I also sing. I don't do it professionally. I've written and recorded and copyrighted and done some covers, so I'm on SoundCloud. And I love what I do, and I've done psychic restaurants, psychic restaurant galleries and parties, and I'm available for consultation, and I love what I do. So That's Joni. So, Caroline, please share with everyone who's listening who you are, how they could find you, and how you came to be who you are today with me.
Well, it's a long story, just like you, Joni. Yeah, as I say, for me, I'm now 50, by the way. I was 35 when all of this happened. So basically, I'll just tell everyone what I do first. I'm a psychic medium, which means I work with my guides. I'm also clairvoyant, which means I get pictures in my head in a symbolization form. But I am also a qualified life coach, hypnotherapist, timeline therapist, Reiki master, Seiken master, and basically have been doing psychic readings over the telephone now for 15 years. Again, my awakening came, and I'm also a healer as well. So my awakening came around when I was 35. The reason for this is, well, it was a couple of years before things started to happen. And this just sort of, I think this is a testament to anyone out there that's really struggling with where their path is heading or there's things happening to them they're not sure about. my hands would get hot, basically, when I would go and see my horse because he was quite ill at the time. I would lay hands on him and he'd actually go and have a sleep in the stable. He was really quite poor. I'm talking sort of 9 months. He had an operation and he was 9 months in a stable because he couldn't.
I want to tell you, Caroline, that you're coming in choppy. I'm not sure if it's the headphones.
It might be the headphones.
Yeah, it's getting choppy and I'm losing some of the words, so they're not going to hear some of the words.
Right, okay. So, yeah, I can't do a lot about that, though, unfortunately. That's the problem. So, anyway, we'll see where we go with this, if you can still hear me. Can you hear me okay now, Joni, or is it smoothed up a bit?
I can hear, yeah, just keep going. It might have chops, but if you can't change headphones, then it's okay.
Yeah, as you well know, if I change headphones, I have to kind of come out and then go in and come out and go in.
Oh, got you.
Yeah. So anyway, I've turned the sound up, though, so see how that goes.
Okay.
So yeah, my horse was quite poorly. I'd go into his stable, my hands would get hot, and intuitively I needed to put my hands on him. However, I didn't know what it was at that time. It was only till about 2 years later I actually went through a significant, it was a divorce, which is quite a significant life event. And because of the emotional pain that I was feeling at the time, I actually, it was all very sort of divinely ordered. There was so many things put in place to make sure I got on this path. Where I'd moved my horse to, there happened to be a crystal shop where the person there was a Reiki master. They kept saying to me, do you want healing? And I was sort of like, ooh, I'm not sure about that. And I came. I went in the end because I felt so terrible. And it was literally like, did you know you're actually a healer? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So with that, I went through the logical path and I went on many courses, you know, studying spiritual practitioner, studying my life coaching, my Reiki, my Sekhem. And then, as I say, for me, I started doing telephone psychic readings 15 years ago where I phoned up another company. My interview was give us a reading. So I did that. And that was it. You know, I turned. So I then 7 years ago now set up Crystal Heart Psychics. And the reason why I did that is because I do believe as a healer and a psychic that really as much as people do want to know the truth, there is a way of telling it. And what I mean by that is what we don't want to do is disempower someone or put them down in any way. So I feel you can deliver news, but if you are good with your words, it can be in a positive form. So, and again, so that's why I set up Crystal Heart Psychics. And I have readers that work for me. They're online 24/7. We have a US line as well as a UK line. Also, I have a Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. We have the UK-US Psychic Tag Team page as well. So that is where you can contact me. So
beautiful.
Thank you very much, Joni. Am I better? Am I sounding a bit better now?
Yes.
Ah, how weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Odd. Never mind. We shall move on.
I didn't mention my website. I'll just insert joniswhitelighthealing.com. Shall we proceed?
We shall indeed. And I'm just going to say to anyone who's new to the show, because obviously we assume that a lot of our listeners are people that have heard us before, is the way we work. Myself and Joni are healers predominantly. So therefore, we will identify potential blockages in your energy that will allow you to move forward. Okay, and I'll tell you the reason for this. If we were just give you a reading and tell you exactly what you want to hear, then you would go away and you would repeat the same cycles over and over again. They're called life lessons. So the way me and Joni work is we often identify what needs to be cleared on an energetic level in your aura, which will help you move forward. Then we can give you a reading which gives you the best possible outcome. So that's how we work. So please do not be surprised if we ask you to do forgiveness work, or we ask you to sort of have a look at yourself on some level. We will always give you energy. We will always give you help and assistance. But we're both believers of we're souls that have come into this earth plane. We're here to learn lessons. Sometimes those lessons may be hard. However, it's a growth opportunity. So we're here to help you feel better about that. You will have some banter in the sense of sometimes me and Joni can get quite, how shall we put it, the trash mouth psychic.
Cheeky and trash mouthish.
Exactly. However, what we do is look to give you light in situations. So all I would like to say to you on that is we hope you walk away empowered, energized, and ready to move forward. So what I do now is I read the last three digits of your number. I'll ask who you are and where you're from. We do limit it to one question caller. And without further ado, I think we need to go to the first call, don't you, Joni?
It's beautiful. Let's do this.
Yeah. So 436 coming to you right now.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
With?
Patricia. Oh, my God. I just love you, ladies. I managed to get to talk to you again twice, back to back.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I must be blessed. I am blessed today. So thank you for taking my call. Usually it's months in between. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
How can we assist?
Yes, please. Now, the last time I talked to you ladies, I'm not sure, Joni, I don't think it was you that picked it up. We were talking about a situation where I was leaving, the situation that I had going on, and I thought when we talked that it was a relationship dealing with me, but in fact, it is about my twin brother. And that's the question I have for you ladies today. My twin brother asked me back in November to come help take care of our uncle who lives with him. He lives with my uncle. He's a veteran, and he has a fiduciary that covers his assets. And he had a surgery where he had his toes amputated. And so all is going well up until just recently here, a couple of weeks ago. It was actually two sitters in the home. And my brother had a really ugly divorce about 7 months ago, too. So all of this stuff just piled on top of him. And we've always been able to talk. Well, here lately, he brought in a mate who he would go and I guess who would comfort him during that ugly, bitter divorce. And so it got so ugly and bitter. Things got kind of complicated once he brought the mate in to start making decisions. And I removed myself from that situation. That's what it, because I remember I was told to kind of assess the situation, you know, take notes and then do what needed to be done. I don't think that's the exact quote, but it was something to that effect. And that was surely what I did. And then I removed myself. And I just want to know, my question is, and thank you for listening to all of that. My question is this, God, what is my question? Well, is this for him rebound or can I even ask that about my twin brother? It just doesn't seem like hidden agendas, and I just removed myself and left one sitter there because, it was getting to be complicated between me and my brother, and then I didn't want my uncle to see that. Between us, and I stepped away, and the sitter that's there now is sort of overwhelmed. So do you see this situation changing Or is he just head over heels and he's just not seeing anything when it comes to this new partner? I guess. Lord, I asked three questions.
Caroline, this is yours. We've got this. Where you go first? Go for it.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. That's... new partner. So it's more about the brother's situation. You see, there's several things as you were talking, and I have to say this, and perhaps it's the wrong thing to say, but I was like feeling like, Patricia, please don't get over involved with this.
Yeah, that's why I stepped away. Yeah.
It was the first thing that came into my head as you were talking. I was like, please don't get dragged into this. You've only just cleared yourself from some other stuff. And actually, what I do feel is it's a little bit of a lesson learned from your side in the sense of knowing when to help and when not to help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the predominant job of a healer, and I will say this, we're absolutely fantastic at wanting to step in. And it's really, really hard for us not to help someone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think for you, your underlying, your inner being is saying, I really need to go and make sure this is okay. But the other side of me is going, no, leave it alone. Yeah?
Yes.
So I feel that I want to say, leave it alone, because you have your own stuff to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, you've just got yourself, and the words they're giving to me is out of an entangled situation in the sense that you've cleared your pathway. And I think the lesson here is not to go backwards, to move forwards and focus on what you want. Now, yes, it appears selfish, but the other side of that is, you love yourself first, then you can help other people. And I still feel that you've got a pathway to go through and forward with. And the first thing that keeps coming into my head is don't go backwards. Now, I am going to bring Joni into this because I do feel that this is a joint thing, if that makes sense. You, Joni.
Wait, that was a little teeny choppy right then. Could you say that again? Because you mentioned my name I didn't hear the rest. I'm going to bring Joni.
Yeah, I said I'm going to bring Joni in. So what do you feel when I said to Patricia about don't go backwards? Because that's the strong message I'm getting
here. And mind you, this what I did was exactly what Caroline is suggesting, Patricia, that you do. Is that I, as Caroline was talking, I got the same thing, but I had to use my discernment whether I was going to hold back or jump in and speak as well. So this is exactly spirit had, I'm just saying, I believe that Caroline, you know how normally you don't do that, you wait until you're finished, Caroline, and then I go?
Yeah, absolutely. It was
That Caroline was guided to make this an example, because I did get the same exact thing that Caroline got, but I had to use my intuition, go into my guidance, higher self, etc., to make a decision whether I was going to jump in or wait.
However,
so
my
that
mind
is I so just this case in point is validating what Caroline just said to you, Patricia. This is a lesson regarding when you save, when you interfere, when you interject, what your past has been like. Has it been smooth and easy, so this might be like you can handle it, your plate's really clean so you can handle more? Or have you, like what Caroline said, and we've known you, we've been following your story. You're clearing and healing regarding your daughter. Mm-hmm. So that's the weight that's pretty fresh, and you can lighten it, and you get to use your discernment. So I'm going to be quiet again because Caroline's not finished, but this is a case in point because I bit my tongue.
No,
I made
a
decision.
Yeah, my guides actually sort of like bring Jody in on this one because, as we said before, we don't like giving negative news, and we don't like really we don't really like saying, "Oh, don't go and help someone." You can help with guidance.
And it's not negative; it's self-preserving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in your instance,
and I was over there. I was actually working over there, and when everything started to look like it was changing up, where he and I started disagreeing because the person who is there now, who is new now, is starting to talk in his ear, then I took it upon myself to remove myself. I talked to the caregiver and told her, you know, I'm not going to go back and forth with my brother. I see that he's occupied. This is something he wants to do. This is my uncle and his home, and I'll just remove myself and let, you know. And she was like, please don't go. The other sister said, please don't go, Patricia. Don't. I said, no, I got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I need to leave.
Well done.
I mean, I would say that if, and Caroline, tell me if you agree, if there were, if a situation were elder abuse, and another person
yes.
was off being silly. We'll just call it silly. We're not judging. We need to give some
mm-hmm.
description. And you're the outsider, and you see shenanigans where another person is getting their money taken. They're
mm-hmm.
being emotionally, verbally, physically, sexually abused. If there is abuse, if there's neglect, then that's, I believe, that that's, you know, then it starts
right.
getting a little bit dicier,
yeah.
and then usually people are compelled to intervene because you want to be there for someone else, but
yeah.
it isn't always. I can't say it's not always the case that you don't interfere if there's another adult around. But normally, when there's an abuse and or neglect situation, then the alarms go off, and I don't think
right.
Caroline and I would be saying, "Hey, you already
no.
went through something with your daughter. Don't interfere." What do you
mm-hmm.
think, Caroline? Do you agree?
Mike, I think the guidance is very strong, Patricia. It's like, okay, keep an eye on the situation to make sure your
That's right.
isn't being abused in any way, shape, or form. But like you said, the new person is whispering in his ear, your brother wants to take over. You normally know something's up with your brother anyway. And to be honest, how do I put it? It depends on how much you value sort of say, for instance, and this is going to sound really dreadful and quite cynical, but this new person is thinking about the dollar sign.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know this. And this is why I was like, stand clear, but just make sure your uncle doesn't get hurt. That's all I will say. Because our guides, both mine and Joni's, I can safely say, are saying, stay well clear of the situation. You've already dragged yourself out of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want, and this is what I'm getting, I don't, and I don't think Joni wants you to waste another couple of years of your life sorting
mm-hmm.
out somebody else's problems.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, I absolutely, I totally agree. We're all in agreement.
Yeah. And
when
I know
in agreement when it comes
her.
To that, yes.
And I know that you've been guilty that you have sexed. And it's sort of like it's playing on your mind thinking, yes, but I should have, would have, could have, and I should have gone in and I should have been able to help. But only if it's absolutely urgent is what my guides are saying. And I'm pretty sure Jonas
mm-hmm.
will be saying this. This is really strong and it's a very strong life lesson. As healers, we like to help everyone. We like to fix everybody, and we want to sort everybody out. However,
mm-hmm.
there is knowing the intelligence and the intuition comes from learning when to go in with your boots blacked and saying, "Yep, I'm here, I'm ready to help," and when to step back. At the moment, I'm being given to step back, and even your own intuition told you to do that because I think something is going to happen. Well, you might have to step in, but I think at the moment there's a lesson in for everyone in this. There's a lesson for your brother. There's a lesson for him and his new partner, and there's a lesson for you. And your brother
mm-hmm.
has got to learn not to rely on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I love you, ladies. I love you. Oh, my God. The moon and back. And oh, I just love you. Thank you so much. You are both beautiful earth angels. So I thank God for you and your messages. Until the next
very
time,
much.
You're so welcome. Thank
grateful.
You.
Oh, may I
Many
just
blessings.
Add? May I just
yes.
add that
Please.
What you said at the beginning when you were talking is you asked whether this is for your brother. meaning is this his life lesson? So that's a very, very good question that not just you, but all listeners could ask, because when you start looking at obstacles as potential life lessons in their incarnation, it does assist with your making the decision whether you're going to intervene. So there was something that you were already toying with, because you're seeing it as a spiritual opportunity. You're going, I'm wondering whether this is his. So that's really, really good. What's mine? What it, do I play a part in this? What's mine? What's his? So I do support Caroline, what Caroline shared.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, if your uncle was in trouble, I'd be the first to say, Patricia, go swoop in.
That's right.
But we would be saying
you need to intervene.
Yeah. It's very strong messages from both of us. Leave it alone for now. Just keep an eye on it.
I will.
And
many blessings, lady.
And focus on you.
Yes. That's what I plan on doing. More of me and less of everyone else. More of me, less of them. I'll be here, but not in the sense of putting me, second and everyone and third and fourth and fifth and everyone else before me. That's what
right.
I'm learning to do now.
Working
do
on
sentence.
It's working on that common rescuer victim drama, which, you know, where we want to save people so they don't feel pain. But if you don't experience the conflict, how do you grow from the conflict? That's why we're here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So got this.
You have. And well done.
Have.
I want to actually say
Thank you.
Because it's been really hard for you to do that. And we know it has. Yeah. And even Spirit are like, they're celebrating. They're like, because, again, if you'd have gone straight back into it, this is another thing about life lessons, and I would explain this to those that are listening as well, is that if we keep doing the same things, we keep getting the same results. So this is why me and Joni do work on assisting with the energy shift. So we can assist with the energy change, so then you can stop having the same result. It's the equivalent of going around in circles, effectively. So well done, you.
Well done.
And I just send love out to my twin. Well, to the whole situation. I just send love, and he'll eventually give me a call because he always does. You know, I won't tell him I told him so, but you know, I'll be
because that's a put down.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
And it doesn't get anyone anywhere. It only creates resentment, and then people don't share as much with you if you've judged them.
Yeah,
right.
And it's also respecting. Yeah, it's respecting the fact he's a grown man. He can take responsibility for his own life and his own decisions.
Yes.
As I said, you can keep an eye on your uncle just to make sure he's not being financially abused in any way.
Right.
Sure will. All right. Thank you, ladies, again. Many
you take care, Patricia. All right, then.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Honey pie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right, okay. So that was a really good call. And as I say earlier on, and I think me and Joni are going to talk about this a little bit, is that, you know, if you have got a life lesson and you've just pulled away from it and you've done a lot of work on yourself to actually kind of drag your energy out of that cycle, it's that whole rushing back into a similar situation. And the life lesson there is for both is knowing when to step back. And that is trusting your intuition, because you can then, and I'm sure you'll say the same thing as well, won't you, Joni?
Yes, and I would say, I've seen this before with folks, there's a pattern as well, is after you have successfully gotten through a situation, the universe might plop something on your path as a test.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you're being messed with by your guides, by the divine ones. It's, hey, here we've got another one. It smells, it looks, it sounds very similar to what you overcame, quote unquote. And what you going to do now? Are you healed? And then, or have you learned? Here we go.
Yeah.
And that is a trigger. And the person does have to make a decision, just like what Patricia presented to us. Am I going to go backwards? Am I going to go down that that path again. Very common test.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't, and maybe there, well, I'll say that maybe that door was left a little bit open because she did wonder whether she was to intervene. It is pretty tricky anyway. So if people do come to us with tricky situations that aren't so, they're not so clean. They're a bit messy, but it is a test. And then everyone gets to decide what they want to do. And there are no mistakes. Every decision one makes, if she chose to get involved, doesn't mean it's bad at all. It means she needs to do that. And that it's always divine. And no matter what the outcome, one asks themselves, what can I learn from this?
Absolutely. And to be honest, it's also the other reason why they crop up again is because spirit go, you learn that way. So let's see with the wisdom and the knowledge that you have from your previous situation, whether you've learned from it.
That's right. That's what another way of saying same thing. Exactly.
Yep.
Did you learn? Right.
Yep. Just a little test there.
Shall we continue?
Anyway, we shall indeed. 668 coming to you now.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
This is Barb from Illinois.
Hi. And
how can we help?
Well, I want to know what is blocking me.
Specifically?
Well, I think I want to say health, but I really feel in general as far as personal power, I guess.
Okay, Caroline, shall I go now?
You shall indeed. I do have the messages ready, but you talk first.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go in regard, and I'm going to ask also, how long have you felt that you have either had your personal power thwarted or that you have not been in your power or both?
Oh, it's been quite a few years.
Within 5 or 10 or 20?
No. I would say 5. I think 5 is a good number.
Eight. Give or take. Okay. I'm going to go in. Let's see. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I have a water bottle.
Okay, have a sip. They're already working on you. Water helps flush the negative energies, so there's another lifetime. And I see a chain, and I feel like there's a wall, and you were chained to a wall. Oh, my. A common incarnation. Prison. And I see a lot of corruption. I feel like the town is crumbling or the city. And you were part of some marauding gang. Would you like to know why? And there's no judgment because we play in the dark and we play in the light for soul growth opportunity. Would you like to know what you were working on in that lifetime?
Sure.
Let's see. It was about ownership, taking. So you would take. So the marauders would steal. And you were working on ownership and who you were, your authenticity. Different lifetimes, you were not told that you were of love. And you developed a temper, a bit of moodiness, and it was around control. So you lost sight of your love bugness. That's Joni's filter. So I call people love bugs. Okay? Have another sip of water. They're sure working on you. The chain is gone. And you and I are, and Caroline is here, and I see you're kind of holding me. We're containing you. And I am going to do an exorcism on you because there was all this spell stuff. So we're getting rid of darker energy, which would make sense to me. This is, we got to do this even before the forgiveness work. anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated, any chips or implants, gone, any MK programming, gone, any abductions, we rescue, any places where you're blown up, decimated, we put you back together like Humpty Dumpty. There we go. So today is Thursday Eastern Standard Time. By Friday, around 2 o'clock your time, it'll take a little while of a clearing. And after this show, if you can get out and walk around a little, that will help. And also sip water between now and when you go to sleep. That will help flush negative energies. Let's do some forgiveness work regarding the karma you incurred, regarding that taking marauding stuff, where ultimately you were chained to a wall. That does suck. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, the karma incurred from the chain to the wall as a result of the marauding, and any other lifetimes that would bring you here to not be in your power. And you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go. Gorgeous. About 100, give or take, of these types of lifetimes of karma. Forgive everyone and everything. There we go. Your mind is going to get more peaceful. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me. I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. Again, have another sip of water. Now I'm going to go into the present. This was all the cosmic part. Now I'm going to go from here, you, forward in this life, and I'm going to see. Let's see. So I do feel that you might be feeling a little warm. There might be some warmth that's going to come up. There's a lot of release. I feel that if you have had control issues, you are going to feel calmer. I feel that if you were a little bit suspicious and wary of other people and what their intentions have been, you are going to have more clarity. I feel that you have not had a hold on things. Things would slip through your hands. Have you had the dropsies?
Yes.
That was the karma because you were a taker and a stealer. So you weren't able to hold on to things because that's karmic debt. You are going to have a better grasp on things both physically and emotionally and mentally. And watch things coming together like puzzle pieces joining up. You will have more synchronicities and blessings. And I send blessings to you, and I'm glad you called, and I'm passing you on to Caroline for more. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Caroline, it got choppy again, and then I didn't hear her.
Right. Yeah. So how are you feeling after that, Bob?
There she is.
Kind of tingly.
Good.
Yeah, so, kind of tingly.
The picture I'm getting in my head after, obviously, that is baby steps. So what my guides are saying to me is a little bit of awakening now, because I think you have been in that situation where you've got extremely frustrated, more or less about what we were talking about, going around in circles. Is that right?
Yes.
So, and am I correct in saying that it's almost like I see you with your hand on your head, and you're sort of like, it's almost like, not again. That's the way I feel. It's almost like, and I don't know whether this is to do with career, or is it to do with career and relationships, or is it everything?
It's kind of everything.
Yeah.
Even with kind of like family, I just, kind of got sick and tired of not being heard, not being feeling valued. So guess what? Now
I love you. I send you love. I send you blessings. But my hands are getting warm as I'm talking.
Brilliant.
But that's warm.
But
I don't want to be in your presence.
That's fair enough. That is you speaking your truth. If your hands are getting warm as you're saying that, that is you finally. And they've shown me a picture of a snail shell. So it means you're coming out of your shell and saying, you know what? Hey, you can take my advice or you don't. If you don't want to hear me, that's fine. I'll just take myself elsewhere. And I think you've kind of done that a little bit, but you still go back from time to time. But
no,
it's
I
almost
haven't.
Like, yeah. So,
no, I haven't.
But in all, to be honest, Bob, again, you have done the best thing for you, because if you'd have sat with that energy and sat with those people, and I am going to say this to you, and the words that's coming into my mouth is people that were sapping your energy, it is going to block you from going forward.
And I got to be on my high-flying disc.
Yeah. So by stepping away, as we just said to Patricia, who was on the call earlier, you're doing the right thing for your energy. You're doing the right thing for you. I think now, because of the way you were treated, it's actually helping to heal you from that. And I am going to say this word, and it sounds very strong, but to a degree, it was a level of emotional abuse. Would I be correct in saying that?
You would be.
Yeah. But it sometimes takes someone to say it to you, because you sort of then, you know, when it's family or things like that, we make excuses and we say, oh, yeah, but it's my family and I do love them. But we make excuses because we try and sort of push their behavior to one side. But my guy is saying quite strongly that there was a level of emotional abuse, like they didn't take you seriously. Whatever you did, it wasn't even thought through. And to be honest, I think if you'd have stayed in that energy or that environment, you would have had no self-worth at all.
Right. Yeah. And my health was not there. And one person, it seemed, the favorite catchphrase was, it doesn't matter. So if I would comment on something, well, it doesn't matter. So
oh, wow.
You don't have to, it's right, exactly. You don't have to swear at somebody. Just validate them by saying, oh, whatever comes out of your mouth, basically, doesn't matter. And it just kept screwing in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a nail in a piece of, it just kept going in and in. It's like, we're done.
It's soul destroying. Yeah. It is soul destroying, and I think you're absolutely right to step away from it. Like you said, you can send healing from a distance. You can send them love from a distance. But again, I do believe that you will always be at arm's length. Now, the other thing I do want to talk about quite strongly, and it really seems to be coming through, have you thought about moving state or moving area? Because I think at times you've had so much frustration. It's like, it almost feels like you don't want to be there anymore where you are. Does that make sense? Or have you already done that process?
No, I don't feel like I want to move. No.
Ah, okay. Well, that might
be
coming.
I shouldn't say that. I thought, because I have a lot of stairs and I'm getting older, so I have thought of, you know, in the future having maybe a ranch where that doesn't have the stairs, to be very honest with you.
Yeah. Because I'm sort of feeling that it's like this whole, I feel that you go through a process where sometimes we go through life and we're like, okay, so my work's okay, but it's not perfect. I'm not over the moon about it, but it'll do for now. Then you sort of, and you start thinking about what can I change? And I think you've been in that position for a little while. And I think this is about you getting your energy right so you can start making those decisions and building the firm foundations for what you want in the future.
Right. Yeah, I've had health issues, and it seems like I get one kind of resolved, and then another one comes up. And then I got these COVID vaccines, and the first one was fine. The second one, I could only sleep an hour and a half at a time. The pain in my left arm was horrific, horrific. And it was just, it's just been horrible. And so since December, like Christmas, around Christmas time, some healing occurred because it's starting to feel, I don't feel as much like brain fog and that I'm, you know, kind of coming around. And anytime I get a little bit of energy, I'm off and running, let me tell you. You know, because I'm not one to be sitting around. It's just not, that's just not me. But I just want, and that's why I had to pull myself away from these other people, because I couldn't do both. I can't get myself on my feet, and I don't really find the need to have what's going on with me being a calling card for them. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
100%. So I just don't, I ignore phone calls. I ignore emails because it's not going to be positive, you know, unless it fits their kind of agenda. And you know what? I don't need your approval. I don't need your satisfaction. That's long. That ship is long sailed.
Well, what you can do also is consider that because there was an exorcism, there were a lot of there were negative energies on you, and there was a spell, and you did a lot of forgiveness work. Your outcomes might shift. So you might find when the phone rings or people you encounter, there might be different agendas now. Things, you will also have more clarity, and they did share that puzzle pieces will come together.
Yeah, well, I know, and I heard that, and I was so grateful. And by the way, about 5 years ago, there was somebody that said they were a shaman, and I normally would see my purple and pink, closing my eyes, and I'd see spirits kind of in the purples and pinks, and I could see, like, stars out of, you know, when I closed my eyes, I could see, like, stars, and they weren't really stars, they're really souls. I could not see that. All I could see was black. It almost seemed like I was underground, under the dirt.
Right.
Well, we seem to have lifted that. Well, Joni's done that fantastic healing with you earlier.
Thank you.
All I would say is keep making sure you drink water. Rest for the next 2 to 3 days. I am being told to drink water with lemon in it. If you've got some lemon, that would be great because that helps the cleansing of the soul. And then obviously, you know where we are in the future. But it was lovely to talk to you, Barb.
And good luck to
you. You ladies, you know, I've listened to you, you know, from time to time, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being so kind.
No worries.
Oh, bless you, honey pie.
We're sending you love.
I don't know if you're following the show, but if you go to Blog Talk Radio and you click follow, then you'll get the notifications of what date Caroline and I can coordinate and do a show.
Yeah. Are you on next month?
Yeah, on the 24th.
Okay.
May
24th. Yeah.
I'm going to mark it on my calendar. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. And blessings.
Take care now.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Sending
you
love. You take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay. We're going on to
9:11 today.
It is, but that's what we like, isn't it, Joni?
Yeah. Okay, go for it again with the number.
Don't speak to 924. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hi.
I'm Jennifer. Hi, I'm Jennifer from Canada.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. And how can we help?
My brother-in-law passed away on Monday, and I was wondering if there's been some question about whether or not it was I don't know if a murder or there was some sort of foul play involved. So,
Well,
Caroline,
really
your turn. I'll go in.
Yeah, I'm seeing if I can get him through. What I will say,
may I ask just a few specific questions that might help Caroline and me? How old was she?
He was exactly the same age as me, so 52.
52, and was she also Canada?
He, yes.
Oh, was it he? Wait, hey. Who is it? Your
hey.
My brother.
Was it, did you say father-in-law?
No.
No, brother.
Mother-in-law.
No, brother.
Brother.
Brother, isn't that interesting? Okay, that's Mercury in its shadow. Very interesting miscommunication. I heard mother. Okay.
That's funny.
Okay, and I'm going, mother-in-law is the same age as you, and that's a very interesting story.
Well, actually, his mother.
Whoa, okay, brother-in-law. Okay. I am very sorry to hear this. Okay, Caroline. I just need, I'm so glad that I asked. I would have gotten a very wrong read.
You see, this is when you can tell what happens between us, when I'm going, Joni, let the poor lady talk.
Yeah, and
sorry.
I'm going, the mother-in-law's the same age as you? What? How'd that happen? But then again, anything is possible. Okay, we're going back. So, Mercury, Caroline, please. Please,
right,
there's
okay.
a serious story we have to get to.
I know. However, I do honestly think that was some of this, and I will say this to you, Jennifer. Me and Joni, we are here to put light into the situation. So
oh, that is just spirit going. I think probably because it's so sad and so surreal, and every now and then we get these questions, so there is probably a lot of love and hugs all around you right now. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, Caroline, you go.
Right. I think I managed to get him. He was quite weak. So I'll just explain to you here, Jenny, is I do channel as Joni. However, sometimes if someone's passed quite abruptly, it takes them a little bit time on the other side to come through. Does that make sense? So he might be a little bit weaker today. Obviously, I am going to say, now I normally say, don't call us for 2 or 3 months unless something seriously changes. But what I will say to you is, I am hoping we hear from you next month, okay? And there's a reason for that, because I think he's going to come through stronger. Now, I don't really want to say this, but I'm going to because I'm guided to say it.
Yep.
Is I feel that there was foul play.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you knew it anyway. Pardon?
He wasn't sick.
He wasn't what, sorry?
He was not sick.
He wasn't sick.
No.
Was there an autopsy, coroner, a report?
They're doing one right now.
Okay. Did he have a heart attack?
That's what they said initially, but they couldn't find any
signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is kind of what I'm getting. Right. There was a lady involved. Was this his wife?
She found him, yes.
Right, okay. There's two things going on here, because obviously, and I will say this to you, just so you're aware, Jennifer, and it's nothing to do with the fact I'm relating my stuff to you, it's just because it's experience. What's coming to me is my cousin, right? Now, my cousin was 50. And he dropped down dead from a heart attack. He was healthy. Yeah. He was healthy. He was happy. And it just went bang like that. So I'm going to say this to you. So it's sort of really difficult because I do think something wasn't quite right. He may have had a cough or something like that beforehand. However, when I get this, when I ask, is the foul play? I do get the answer, yes. So I don't know whether he was being fed something or something along those lines which created the stress to create this situation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, I will ask you the question, and obviously we're not here to say who did what because that's not us and it's not where we are. Who would you have thought, I'm going to ask you the question, who would you have thought would have done the foul play?
I don't, He was in Toronto, and I'm far away, so I wouldn't know. He has a lot of his connections are not the best of people. I guess the person.
The words I get is dodgy friends.
Dodgy, that's a lot of them, yes.
He held court with some very dodgy friends.
Yes.
But I also feel that I'm being shown powder, so whether he was doing something that caused the situation, and my words is it might have been his choice.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you? So I'm not writing off foul play. However, it just feels there's something he was doing that nobody knew about.
Probably everyone knew about it, but
yeah.
Lately there have been in Canada there have been a lot of deaths by overdosing, but not because they've chosen to die, because of what's been laced in things.
Exactly, and that's why I said I think he's ingested something within what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the foul play.
Okay.
The foul play is where the supply came from.
It's funny. His mother died in the same way, just didn't wake up without any real health problems to begin with, about 10 years prior. So when you said mother-in-law, they're probably there together.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Because that's probably why you were picking up, Joni, about the mother-in-law.
Yes.
She went the same
way. And I got mother-in-law immediately. Very interesting.
Yeah. So it is a life lesson. I am going to say this to you because I have got him, but I will warn you, he's quite weak in the sense he's not coming through very strong. It's like he's not ready to share his story yet. Does that make sense? And this is why I said, please call next month. However, he's okay, and he didn't mean to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
It was an accident. Silly man. I do feel he might have had a lot of debt that people don't know about. That is one thing that's coming
what
in
I got.
To me. Yeah.
That's
and
God,
I
there's
don't
a money
know whether
situation
it was,
here.
Yeah, it was voluntarily because of the simple reason that he wanted out of that life.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it wasn't a choice,
yeah.
It was by accident. So it's kind of weird because, like, I just, every time you kept, and I didn't want to say it, but then I thought, I'm going to have to say it, there was a lot of debt. And it's almost like I feel that by him passing, he's kind of made sure his wife's okay. They were having a few problems, weren't they? Because she didn't like what he was up to.
Oh, I believe you. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. We just won't go there on that one.
Yeah,
however,
yeah.
It was an accident on his part.
Okay.
But he was doing stuff he shouldn't have been doing, and there was something in that created the issue.
Okay, that makes
That's
sense.
That's how I am feeling. Which is sad, because if it's his mother-in-law, if his own mother went the same way 10 years prior, then it's like repeat loop cycle.
Right, but it's very peaceful though to just not wake up. So you're lucky that way.
Yeah. All I keep getting is he didn't do it on purpose.
Okay. No, that's good to know.
Yeah, and he's okay. He's, as I say, he's still quite weak from a connection point of view. But no, it wasn't a suicide.
Okay. Well, I don't think it was, but
no.
Yeah, I was because someone had the person who called 911 stole all of his things before.
Oh my God!
Police showed up. Yeah.
Wow, that just says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, dodgy, very dodgy.
You're dodgy. I think the word dodgy is going to be with you for life now.
Yeah.
I think what I'm picking up, and I'm going to say this, Jennifer, because this is what my guys are saying to me. They're saying at the moment you feel very helpless like you want to do stuff, but you're not being shown or included. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am getting a little bit of information, but I am helpless. There's nothing I can do.
It's not enough because you kind of want to swoop in and make sure he has a good send-off. Is that right?
It's not my place, but it would be nice. I think he would have appreciated that.
I know. He's coming through a bit stronger. You don't trust his wife at all, do you? And I know you've already said that to me, but is she very disorganized or is she just like she relied on him solely or something along those lines? Because you're kind of going, I don't think they're going to give him the right send-off.
I don't think they were married. I think it was his girlfriend. So,
yeah.
And he had many of those things called girlfriends. I don't know how close they were. He never really brought any of them up, so I'm not sure.
Okay, so who would be organizing the funeral then when it comes?
His brother, my ex-husband.
Right. But he's not very good at that kind of stuff either, is he?
Well, no, but also he doesn't know when he can do it because it's being investigated by the police. So.
No, it's going to be a while yet. It is going to be a while.
Yeah.
I get 2 to 3 weeks.
That would make sense, yes.
Yeah, you and your ex-husband, you're kind of okay now, aren't you? You sort of get along sort of.
Sort of, yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see what you mean. It's not your place. However,
right.
From the foul play point of view, I think it will get written off in the end because, yes, I'm getting from my guys, yes, there was foul play, but I don't necessarily feel it's as he was murdered. It was more like he was taking drugs or did something by accident, which he didn't expect to do what happened. But it's almost, and I've got a picture of him now, and it's like his body was there, and he stepped out of his body, and he went, this is really peaceful.
Oh, that's good.
Peace of it all. But I'm going to pass you to Joni at this point, because I'm going to keep on, and then poor Joni's not going to be able to say anything. So
thank you.
You carry on, Joni.
Sure. Well, what I see this image, and I did get that they argued, that the two of them argued, he and his girlfriend. And there was an argument, and it was, I just see a lot, it just feels frightening to me when I go into this. And I feel like in the argument, he has a heart attack. And it was very quick, but I feel like she walked out of the room and didn't give a crap. I don't know whether she knew that he was having a heart attack or what, or whether he was feigning illness, but I feel like she let the quote, this is what I'm getting, she let it happen. I feel like she made a phone call and someone came and robbed him. Like, just get this out of here. Like, I can't take it anymore. This is, very destructive. And I feel that she blamed him for many things. And in terms of disorganization, I feel that he couldn't keep track of his life and what he owed and where.
Mm-hmm.
So I see almost like there was like, I don't know if he bet. I don't know if he did. Was he a gambler?
I don't necessarily know. I know he told me that he would gamble. So
yeah, I feel there might have been a bookie, and
okay.
I don't know if he had to take money out from someone, but I don't feel comfortable, again, with the dodgy characters. And and in terms of this woman, I don't feel like you're going to be in touch with her. I feel like she kind of slinks away into the night, and that's a good thing. I don't feel comfortable with her. I feel that the two of them had a lot to work out in this lifetime. And would you like to know why he chose to leave?
Yeah.
Let's see why he chose says exit opportunity. Let's see. He blamed himself. He felt that he made a mess of things. Mm-hmm. And he was going to take the blame. So mm-hmm. with, I think he had an addiction. I think there was a money, there were money troubles. See, just a lot of gambling. I see money and gambling. And that I believe that he was just going to, like, take it on the chin. He was going to take the blow. So it was enough. It was enough. He had mm-hmm. difficulty supporting himself with positivity, and he kept saying in different ways, I'm messing up, I'm ruining things, I can't even take care of her, I can't take care of myself, and this is shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
and by retreating, by going home, because that's where we go when we pass, it was a relief, yes. It was, like, you know, the peace. Like you said, you know, he has the peace. There's a lot he will be resolving, a lot of work that he will be doing regarding from the other side. He'll be talking to you. Your higher self and his higher self will be chatting away,
mm-hmm.
okay? So your feeling helpless is such a human experience when someone dies. And
mm-hmm.
so what you can know and fall back on is that you can talk to him out louder in your head. He's right there. He's just in another dimension. You could say, hey, how are you doing? Sending love, sending blessings, hoping that you're balancing things. You can pray for his healing. You can say, this is what I tell people a lot, hey, you know, angels, you know, go to him. Go to this soul, my brother. Hey, angels.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing to know that he is at peace and that no one dies. We're eternal. They're just in another space. And that you will see him again one day.
Excellent.
Would you, and I could do this very briefly, would you like me to go in regarding the mother-in-law dying in the same way and see why?
That would be interesting.
Quick heart boom. Let's see why this, what, if what, let's see why they choose this. They were part of, I think they stood together in an army in another lifetime. They were friends. And they would make people, other soldiers, stand at attention for very long periods of time. Well, what happens if you stand motionless for periods of time? You're going to fall down, right?
Yeah.
Just going to collapse. It's a bit of karma. It's a karma that they both haven't worked through yet regarding putting people through the wash, putting people through shenanigans. And that if they're going to go, it seems it's, they say, I hear them both saying, you know, it's a luxury to die peacefully. And if we're going to do this, it's going to be a bit dramatic. And we're going to get a bit back at the end of what we put others through. Because I do see they're standing there and saying, do not move, do not move. And the people are sweating and they just collapse with exhaustion. I don't see heart attacks, but it's the same exact thing. So this is, it's almost like it's their karma and they've chosen this type of a way of releasing their souls through a drama that is not, it's not healed.
Interesting. Yeah, no, that's very interesting. Thank you.
So to put closure, that's what you're, sure, it's an honor. Caroline and I, you know, for you and those who are listening, we come in to add, support, educate where there are missing pieces. So when people then leave, they have more of a sense of peace, understanding, and where their hearts are a little more full of love. So I wish you peace in your heart, and may you have closure.
Thank you. And I'll once I feel like he's strong enough to come through, I'll call back. Oh.
No, that's fine. And I hope that's really helped as well. I mean, obviously, I will say sometimes me and Joni get different takes on things. Normally, it's the same kind of way. But I think with this situation, the truth, there'll be a lot said, but I do feel that the funeral will be organized and go through okay. There won't be major delays, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. And if you wish to follow the show, go to the Blog Talk Radio page and then type in UK-US Psychic Tag Team and follow, and then you'll get the notifications in your email inbox when we, you know, put out the next show, when we've, when the next date is going to be coming up.
Hmm.
I've already done it.
Okay, brilliant, Jennifer. And we both send love and healing to you and the rest of your family as well. Okay, take care now. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, we have 15 minutes left on the show, so I'm going to just go into caller 820 to do our last reading. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking the call.
No problem.
This is Kate.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
what
you,
can
thank
we
you.
Do?
My question is regarding career. And I was in a job that was toxic. I'm glad that I have been released from that. But I'm looking for new opportunities. I've had a couple of interviews. And I'm trying to stay grounded and not allow myself to get panicked over my financial situation. So I'm just trying to see when something's coming through.
What is your skill set? What do you do?
Contract management. Looking at legal.
Okay. And are you presently employed or you're looking?
Looking.
Okay. How long have you not been working?
3 weeks.
Okay, I'm going in. Mm-hmm. So what I get, the most important things to look for is something that's tangible that you could wrap your head around. When you're looking at job descriptions, if it is vague, I do not see you going near it.
Okay.
It has to be concrete with clear job points, bullet points, what the tasks are.
Okay. Okay.
And you're looking for an opportunity. That's what I also get. So if this is rote and the daily is, it's just such repetition. If it's stagnant, if you do not feel that you will be able to move, to grow, if you are not even, if interest is not generated from reading the job description, they do not want you to entertain it.
Okay.
Do you feel that you are a quote-unquote colorful person, that you're dynamic and that you are entertaining and people like your person?
Yes.
Yes. Remember that, because the job description is to feel like you. When I go into you, there's movement. I see you're courageous and you're communicative and you have heart and you're upbeat and you have a sense of humor. There is you.
Yes.
Does that resonate?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
So with
a lot.
That, when you go and when you go to the job descriptions, you're looking for a mirror. You're looking for a reflection of who you are. And if it's dead weight, and if it's, I can't wrap my head around what this is. It says it's project matter, but I have no feeling. I'm not getting any emotion coming out of this, and it looks like it's a dead end. You smile, and you go next.
Okay, yeah, I've seen those.
Okay, so that's the first part, and the second part is I believe that you have karma
regarding taking orders. Have you had problems with authority and that they're dragging their heels with you and not getting back to you?
Yes.
I'm going in regarding the karma because, as Caroline said at the beginning of the show, we are healers first. And if you wish to succeed and have the doors fly open with what you wish to manifest, we assist with helping you remove blocks. So let's see the karma. You were put in a position in another lifetime as a teacher, and you weren't equipped. And you said, here's the class, go. And you sat there. Were not able to deliver. You blamed yourself and you blamed the authority figures who put, and you had a, even you had staff to administer, and you weren't able. You were underqualified for this work, and it threw you for a loop. It was very upsetting. I could cry. If I weren't channeling, I would just be bawling. It was horrible. And you go to your passing, blaming yourself. Why did I And how could they da-da-da? Mm. So in future incarnations and also the bleed through here, there are these authority figures that don't deliver. You were not able to deliver. So this authority figure that you were there that was empty and didn't have the guts, the meat, is who you you blame that with yourself, and now the ones that are now in your life are mirror reflections of the unhealed part of self there.
Wow.
Because you name-called yourself and you blamed them. Let's get rid of the karma. Cross time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where you were put in a position, you were underqualified, you couldn't deliver as an authority figure. You blamed self and them. Upon your passing, which then led to your having these authority figures look just like you. Let's heal it. Forgive yourself. Look at you. Forgive him, her, everyone, everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. There are about a million of these. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It will help flush negative energies through the physical body. And then the third dimensional part, I'll say, in terms of going forward, I believe it will be quick. And I believe that you will be asked to sign on soon. So I'm passing you on to Caroline. Good luck.
Thank you.
And it is wonderful
Thank you.
You're welcome. Caroline, please add.
Wow. The words I want to say is, what a trip. If that makes any sense. You know, my guides are sort of saying, well, yeah, I mean, I don't have much to add. I concur very much with Joni on what she's just done. And again, I think this whole show today has been about releasing past wounds. I think everyone we've spoken to, we've kind of done past life, past karma, clearing up karma. The one thing that I am picking up that I do need to add is, do you have a brother?
I do.
Have they caused trouble for you in the past?
Yes, we've had disagreements.
You've had difficulties because there is, I don't know whether it's time. It's not to say make amends, but they are saying to me to clear the energy with that as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I don't know whether that is something that you need to heal inside yourself. You can even offer forgiveness to yourself and him to bring that relationship to where it should be. The reason why I'm being encouraged to sort of say that perhaps it's put everything to bed. Now, I don't know whether that's because something might happen in the future that spirit are aware of, but they are sort of guiding me to say that's something you need to look at. Okay. But also
that's
from a point of view.
Very interesting. Yeah.
I don't know why. And it's really weird because half of me didn't want to say it because obviously the previous call was a lot about the brother-in-law. However, you need to make amends with that.
Okay.
So I don't know whether it's Yeah, it's still at a distance, but it's just to have peace. I don't know whether that really hurt your soul in the past, but it just feels like it did.
Yeah, we've had disagreements over some things, and it's a lot with his new wife. And
yes.
For a while, I distanced myself from him.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting you say that, because I had a really interesting dream about his son, my nephew, my oldest nephew, and I can't remember the dream. But whatever the dream was, it was very disturbing. And
yeah.
It's just been sticking with me the past few days, and I don't know why, because I can't remember the dream. So, okay.
Yeah, and this is why I think I'm being guided to say to you about your brother. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I just feel that, you know, sort of, how do I put it? I just feel there's something that needs to be said there to make amends, because you might have to support him in the future. Whether the wife might be doing a disappearing act, I don't know. I'll leave it up to spirit to know about that one. They're not giving me that, but it's like they're pushing
okay.
me to say that. Okay. But
okay.
that's all I'm going to add. Mm. The rest I concur with Joni.
Okay.
But it's been wonderful to talk to you, and we've got 3 minutes left of the show.
I just say, as a note, is
Thank
that
you.
One of the other callers in the beginning spoke about the brother and getting involved. So it's interesting
oh,
that
wow.
the first call is about, do I get involved with the brother? We've had issues. He's with a mate, a partner, and that you round off this show regarding,
wow.
and Caroline was to it almost sandwiches it regarding
wow.
a caller and issues
wow.
with their brother.
That's,
so
that's,
Caroline
that's
was right
and
on.
I will reach out. I will reach out to my brother, because, again, it's been heavy on my heart. Why have I?
Yeah.
This nephew has had some issues, you know, drug issues and alcohol issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank
We've
you.
We've had
Thank
lots
you.
About that, but it's so funny, because during the show, me and Joni, I've said step back, go in. This is what I mean about what to do with your intuition to when. Like, you've
yes.
done that. You've removed yourself. But then there might come a time where you have to step back in, and it feels that you're obviously being told by spirit you need to get in touch with him, and then I
yeah.
said it, so it's kind of like, yeah, you need to do that for your own peace
I
of
will.
Mind.
Yeah. Yes, yes, okay. All right, certainly. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Take care now. All right. Then.
Good luck
Bye-bye.
Landing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Take care. Right, so that is the end of our show. Joni, would you like to tell everyone again where they can find you?
Sure. Folks can find me on my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. I do private sessions in person for folks who are local to North Central New Jersey, and I also do phone, Zoom, Facebook video, FaceTime, and Skype. So I have increased my repertoire regarding remote by adding Zoom. And I can also be found on YouTube if you're interested in watching my videos. Caroline, how can people find you if they're interested in having a session?
They can find me on www.crystalheartpsychics.com. So it's crystalheartpsychics.com. However, what I would say to you, if you want an actual reading with me, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Caroline Crystal Heart. Please tell me that you have heard the show before I friend you, because I do get lots of people wanting to friend me. Also, we have you can message the UK-US Psychic Tag Team page. Me and Joni do not have an issue if someone sends a message and says, hey, heard your show. Joni, I want to talk to you. Caroline, I want to talk to you. We can talk to you at that point. The other
right.
the other thing is, I also have crystalheartpsychics.com Facebook page. So that is me. So all I would say is we'll be back on the 24th of May. Please follow the show. But it's been absolutely wonderful talking to you all today. And thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening in. And now
thank
I'm
you for being
out.
Our regulars as well. We love hearing
yeah.
from you. And
you
for the newcomers,
indeed.
Please tune in again and follow the show. And we love the newcomers as well. It
yes.
it really fills our hearts.
Yes.
And Caroline, it was great having a show with you again.
And you. Yes. Right, well, I'm going to play you out with another song that Joni's sang, which is I Can't Make You Love Me. Enjoy. See you next month.
Bye, y'all.
You can make your heart feel something.